listener production.
Good morning, it's Rosie O'Brien with your local news briefing. A heads up to be careful near the ocean today with a hazardous surf warning out for the Garee Fraser Coast. Surf and swell conditions are expected to be dangerous for coastal activities such as rock fishing, boating and swimming. Surf Life Saving Queensland says people should consider steering clear of the water. Still on the weather and some decent rain in the gauge overnight, 19 millimetres recorded in Bundi. And the federal government is today expected to announce funding for 170 new local flood warning infrastructure projects across 23 council areas heavily impacted by flooding in 2022. The peak body for council has warned regional households face paying $437 a year extra on their rates if the state government doesn't fix a funding black hole and fast. The Local Government Association of Queensland research found there's a $2.2 billion funding gap for things like roads and water. It wants 2011 laws that put a ceiling on how much councils can charge property developers for infrastructure to be revoked. Meantime, Queensland house prices have increased by around 60% in the past 4 years, according to PropTrack. Senior economist Paul Ryan says people are continuing to vacate metro areas in the hopes of finding a larger home in a lifestyle location like Hervey Bay.
There has been this uplift in the number of people moving to Queensland. We've seen that slow down, but we're still seeing price growth all across Queensland. And our report kind of shows why. It's still the case that there are more affordable homes across regional Queensland than there are really in other states.
Just briefly now, we're being urged to look for and report any fire ants after another nest was found in regional Queensland. And Australia House in London has been renamed Bluey House for a day, with the Queensland-based show receiving a specialised award from the High Commissioner in honour of its cultural impact.